we started off in Queensland in October this year, and so far the production has been excellent. We've put a lot of time and effort into talking with the growers up there in terms of the quality and maturity of the grapes, and they've taken that on board, and everyone that we've spoken to has been very pleased with the maturity and the sweetness of the grapes, and everyone's pleased with also with the prices that have been received as well.
Table grapes, like lots of other horticulture industries, the really early season fruit can often get a premium price. There have been problems in the past with people putting immature fruit onto the market too early in order to try and capture some of that premium prices at the start. How big of a problem has that been in the past?
Look, it has been a problem in the past, and so we've put a lot of time and effort in dealing with the major retailers, and we've been talking to the major suppliers to the retailers over the last 2 or 3 years. This year, we've finally been able to have the retailers and the growers on board. They've maintained their growing practices to ensure that there is sweet, good quality fruit that's gone onto the market, and it's been rewarded with high prices compared to previous years. So it's been a successful project.
Have you been able to measure that success?
We have. We've been able to do on-farm testing prior to the fruit going into the supermarkets, and the growers have realised that until it reaches that maturity standards that the supermarkets wish, well then they've been then gone about their harvest and they've put that fruit into the product into the supermarkets.
So if we talk about exports, what percentage of the product produced in Australia this year will be sent overseas?
Last year we sent about 60% of our product that we produced in exports. I would anticipate we'll do at least that this year and perhaps some more. Some of the new productions and plantings that have gone in have been purely for exports. So I'd anticipate that our export will increase this year.
What markets are they mainly going into overseas?
Look, it's mainly to our Asian markets. Obviously there's China and Hong Kong as our main market, but we've just gained access into Japan and Korea. And Japan is looking at a very exciting market for us. But our other Asian industries, countries such as Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines, etc., well, they're all looking at taking a lot of fruit as well.
Do we have access to the Vietnamese market at the moment?
Yes, we've regained access to Vietnamese this year. I mean, table grapes are of a $40 million export market, table grapes are $32 million. So Vietnam was a very important market to us, and we've regained this year, so we anticipate to regain that market share back to that value.
Do you expect to see the levels of fruit exported in the table grape industry to keep rising?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of demand for table grapes from all countries. Again, a recent trip to Japan, where we sent 165 containers there last year, all those importers are looking at either doubling or taking more than that for this current season. So, again, Japan's an exciting market, but other countries such as the Philippines are emerging markets. Indonesia looks like increasing. And again, we'll get access again back to Vietnam. So, yes, I expect our exports to increase.
What makes exporting so much more of a desirable option for growers as opposed to just selling on the domestic market?
It comes down to price. The importers in the Asia market is prepared to pay a higher price than what the people can get here in domestically. And they do take a certain variety, some varieties that are more suited to exports, and that is the majority of our plantings.
What then needs to be done, or is there anything that can be done to increase the prices that can be expected at a domestic level to make sure that all the premium fruit isn't going overseas and some of it is staying here in Australia?
Well, again, it'll come down to maturity standards. If the growers grow a fruit that is at a level of maturity that is acceptable to the Australian consumer, well, then we believe that the Australian consumer is prepared to pay a higher price. But the supermarkets have got to pass that higher price back onto the growers, and that will then entice the growers to send more fruit domestically.
Is there also some sort of marketing strategies that could potentially be employed to bring more Australian consumers into looking into buying table grapes?
Well, we have a marketing program that we initiate every year. We want to educate the Australian consumers that there is good, sweet, quality fruit in the market. So hopefully that will entice them to purchase our grapes.
What are your hopes for the rest of this season? And are you expecting any changes next year in terms of supply?
There is a lot of new plantings that have gone into the ground. So our production isn't on the increase. So yes, there will be further supplies. Primarily that's for exports, but depending on the price and if the consumers enjoy the good quality fruit domestically, well then they'll buy there.